Hello? Hello? Hello?
Are we on?
Well, there's a question. We are on. Can anybody hear us? That's the better question. Whew. That was fun.
Fun. Define fun.
Stressful, exhausting, draining, painful.
It just brings back so many memories, I can't believe it.
I hate Adobe Flash Player so much. Do you know what came back to me then as we were doing this? Do you know when we did SciPod Radio and the server died every hour?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was a crazy idea. Whose dopey idea was it to do SciPod Radio with a server that wouldn't stand up for more than 60 minutes? Right. Do we have any confirmation that anybody out there can hear anything we could say?
People can hear us.
Can we have a roll call?
Yeah, although you don't have that handy thing at the bottom of the page anymore. Since you've redesigned your fancy website, it used to have a list of commenters at the bottom. I don't have that anymore. You want me to go scrolling?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How have we not noticed that was missing until right...
Because we haven't done a live show.
Now.
Apparently the talking is a lot louder than the song.
Okay, is that bad? Is it distorting? Do we sound okay? It could be that the song was a bit quiet rather than we're a bit loud. Actually, thinking about it, I think the song was probably a touch on the quiet side. I'll tell you what, I'll give you a...
Isn't it a touch on the wild side?
A walk on the wild side.
Ah.
So close.
God, try and do the references.
Can I tell you something very exciting about this live streaming thing that we didn't have before? Aside from the fact we can now stream to these fancy touchscreen devices, which we simply couldn't do before. We're now in stereo. And we were always, always in mono. And when you're doing a talk show, it really doesn't make any difference, except for the one time when you do a sweeper that pans from left to right.
Ooh, that sounds awful.
Oh, did it?
It did in my ears.
Oh, distorted or what?
Yeah,
was wrong with
don't
that?
Do it again. We don't need that one.
Is that coming left to right?
We don't need that one anymore.
Yeah, but
anymore.
It really shows off the stereo-ness of our new setup.
People are saying that you sound like you're out of breath. Why might that be? Oh, I wonder. Have you been running around like a crazy, headless chicken?
You wouldn't believe the panic. I'm feeling good, though. I'm glad that it works because we've now been working on this officially for about 2.5 days. And there were times when we thought it wasn't going to happen and we were going to shelve it for another week. I think Stephen said, are we going to do some baseball this weekend? And I thought, that'll be good to do. Then we were going to do a live show and I thought it wouldn't be such a good idea to do. And then we cancelled the live show because it was too complicated. So we did decide to live comment some baseball. And then finally, we had a breakthrough with the live streaming. And so we now have baseball and live streaming at the same time.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Complicated.
It's chaos. Can I promote sidepodcast.com/comments? Because that's the page I'm reading. And that has both baseball scores and discussion and live for a discussion.
Well, you say page. Baseball discussion, but actually we were just talking about potatoes.
Were you?
You know, that happens.
I lost track. I must go back and catch up.
It was better than talking about Brad Pitt, which is pretty much all I know about baseball.
Ah, goodness me. So do we have any kind of concept of roll call? Can you name any names?
Would
you miss someone out and that would be dreadful?
We have Lou, who very much enjoyed listening to the introductory song over and over again.
Was that five times or was that six we managed then?
It was a few. Pat and Alex, although I think he's just going to bed.
What do you know? We've bored him already.
Yep, Mark... And J.W. Crummett, who said, was it him who said, yeah, we sound British, which cannot be a surprise to him because I'm sure he's heard the shows before.
Do we sound more British when we're live?
Maybe we do.
The live server has an effect of compressing our vocals. So maybe we sound, you know, like a Spitfire pilot. Is that the vibe you're getting there? You know?
That's terrible. Andy is here and Ryan. There's loads of people. And
good
Stephen,
to see everybody. Names and faces and places and people. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, and SLV Aaron, who says, bring back SciPod Radio. This is awesome. One step at a time, people.
This is a precursor, though, isn't it? This is like, can we, because we stopped live streaming because it became prohibitively expensive. And by doing audio only, we are reducing our costs considerably. It's still not cheap.
It's kind of win-win because lots and lots of people are like, can we get this audio only? I don't want to have to do the buffering with the video and everything. And some people are still getting buffering, but... people were requesting audio and now we've got that. It's the only option.
It's the cheap option because I think live video almost bankrupt us. So we're gonna take it easy with
We got a bit carried away.
We got very carried away.
12 hours.
I'm stunned, by the way, that there is buffering because we are now broadcasting this to let me call up a fact sheet for you here because this is quite impressive. Fill for a second while I call up a fact sheet.
Oh, Will wants to know what's this week's recommended cocktail so I can prepare.
Oh no!
I don't. There were.
We forgot.
People did say cocktails. I could have a look at that, couldn't I?
Could you call up some? Well, maybe we should take some suggestions from the comments.
Well, yes.
There must be somebody out there who knows cocktails better than us. Well,
yes, we don't know them at all. I think that's quite obvious.
I am just, what I'm trying to do is trying to explain where these servers are.
Alex says, does it worry you that we were all just waiting here for the live stream to restart from last year? Because you were just cryogenically frozen.
Goodness. Okay, so if this is what we are doing now, last time we did live streaming, we streamed everything from a server in Dublin, which meant if you were...
I like Dublin. Sorry, carry on.
Which meant if you were... say in Singapore or in America somewhere, the stream would have to travel all the way under various oceans and across lots and lots of fiber optic lines. This time we are streaming it to servers in Amsterdam, London, Milan, Paris, Hong Kong, Tokyo, Sao Paulo, Miami, Newark, Seattle, and St. Louis. So what that means is from this location, it gets the live stream gets pinged to the closest server to you, and then you download it from your closest server instead of directly from Dublin. So if we still get buffering, it absolutely has to be something at the listener's end. I'm sure it is, because we are covering the world with this stream. I think it's vast, the amount of technology that's going into this to make this happen. I would be stunned if there's any buffering problems from our end.
Stephen says he's watching live baseball streaming as well as this, and there's no buffering.
In the UK, you should be streaming from London.
The perfect cocktail. We had lots of suggestions in the comments for the last show, but from Robbo, who suggested a Kimmy, which is mean because... you know, everyone always picks on Kimmy for the drinking thing. But I actually really like the sound of this cocktail. 8 large vodkas, another 8 large vodkas, some vodka, and then add some vodka to taste.
Nice. I mean,
that sounds nice. It depends how much you like vodka, I suppose.
Should we do an introduction to Feet Up Friday, which is what we are here to record?
Oh, yeah.
Should we
we're
do
doing
that
a show.
And then we'll go into the cocktail thing. Is
crazy.
That a good plan?
Yeah, I don't know how much we have to say about the cocktail thing, though. We had some suggestions, but we're not very prepared.
Roll off a couple more. You have any more cocktail suggestions? Roll those off, and then we'll go into fuff.
Fuff.
No ice.
Right. Give me a second. Phil,
you want a big Phil? Yeah, I was literally sipping some wine. I do apologise. I'm taking an extravagant risk today. I have rosé wine, and I have a live streaming machine, and I have a laptop.
We know it never ends well.
That is a terrible combination, but my thinking is I chipped my laptop, was it Wednesday or Thursday, when I dropped a microphone boom on it. So I can't really do an awful lot more damage to the Mac this week, and I'm assuming that I'm safe because of the damage that it's already incurred. I'm still filling, by the way. Should I just keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
What other equipment have I damaged in the past?
The trouble is, these cocktails are very good, but this says this is a Maldonado. 3 shots of rum, 4 shots of creme de menthe, a shot of vodka, and 2 shots of creme de cassis. Starts off well right up until near the very end, which I like, but I don't know what half of those things are.
No, but you can imagine that the top is very sweet and the bottom is very sour. That's,
right.
That's the kind of cocktail it is.
Yep. Vettel cocktail is a can of Red Bull and 1 finger of vodka.
Oh,
which
yes.
Would have been good, but not so much this year.
Right.
A bit awkward. And Weber is half as much vodka and the Red Bull Vettel didn't want. Which is genius. That was from Stephen.
Oh, no, I'm upset. I forgot Lou was in the comments. I did drop something on my Mac. It's a microphone boom.
Oh, but it's the tiniest scratch you've ever seen. Considering what you dropped in it, I thought it was going to be dead and gone.
I'm stunned that it didn't just smash into 1,000 pieces. The glass should have shattered with the weight that fell on it. They build them strong. And I like to prove that on a regular basis.
You really do. Right, yeah, let's start. We could discuss a couple of these cocktails.
Okay. Welcome to an unusual Feet Up Friday. Unusual, partly because I don't have... my feet up. I'm not as relaxed as perhaps I should be because we are doing something wildly exciting, aren't we?
Yeah, it's weird to have an unusual show just 4 episodes in, but here it is.
We are live. We are live to the world. And as well as we are recording this for posterity. So you may not be listening back live.
If you're listening to the podcast, us being live doesn't mean anything. It's just going to come out as normal. But we are live streaming. There are people listening to us right here, right now, commenting on sidepodcast.com/events. And it's fun.
It's a side podcast of old. It's what we used to do. We used to do this all the time. We did live shows. At one point, I think we were doing something like 8 live shows a month, which was a crazy number. And we did so many that we sort of burned ourselves out and had to stop for a bit. But we are we've been looking to try and bring them back ever since they stopped. And now we think we found a way which is cost effective and also better than ever before. So with our newly redesigned live comments and with a new live system which allows us to stream to nice tablet and mobile devices, we are connected and we're live. And Feet Up Friday is the first show.
Yeah, we are still testing lots of things out, though. So it's fair to say this could be a bit of a wonky episode of Feet Up Friday. But then they have all been like that.
The last episode of Feet Up Friday, I should probably listen back to it because I don't very much remember it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I really don't. I can't remember what was discussed or what I said.
Yeah, let's all remember why you are saying that. Was it you who laughed at me for predicting Schumacher for a win? Now, yes, granted, Schumacher did retire from the race and was nowhere near a victory, but he did start second on the grid, and it was a Mercedes that won the race. And you said, and I quote, "I can't imagine a situation where the Mercedes is going to be fast."
I can't remember. Huh. I'm telling you, I draw a blank on those words. Prove it. No, don't.
I can prove it.
Don't try and prove it.
Do you understand the podcasting model?
In my defense, I mean, firstly, Michael Schumacher came worryingly close to pulling that off. If it wasn't for an errant pit stop, he was in the mix. He was in the fight. He was up there. And you could have proven to be right for not the first time this year, in fact.
Yeah.
And I would have looked very silly if that happened. Thankfully, the pit crew didn't let me down, and they failed to attack one of his wheels.
Did you pay them off?
Out of the race. That left one very fast Mercedes that did go on to win an astonishing race. But in my defence, and I have to say this, even right up until the start of the race, right up until the lights went out, Mercedes weren't convinced that they could win that race.
Even after it finished, I don't think they were convinced.
No. So there's no way in the world. I say you've now been lucky twice.
Yeah.
You've been lucky 2 out of 3 times.
I think there definitely is an argument to say that Button could have been challenging for the win if he hadn't have had his own misfortunes.
It was all about the pit stops. And Button's demise was down to that too.
But my predictions, they have been lucky. And I've been nearly right twice, or right once and nearly right a second time. But I hate making predictions. I always have done, but I'm going to have to keep it up this year to see how well I do.
I don't want to know, but okay. There is a Grand Prix this weekend. Who are you calling for the win?
Yeah, well, so far in all these Feet Up Fridays, I've been telling you what my boss predicts and what I predict, but I'm not going to do that anymore because he keeps on predicting McLaren and it's just boring.
Does your boss have a name, by the way?
I'm not going to say it.
Does he listen?
Probably not.
Okay, I'm just curious how come he always gets a look in on the show and he's like nameless.
Well, I just find it very exciting that someone I work with likes Formula One because that has never happened to me before.
So, I understand.
But I'm not going to talk about him anymore because he just predicts McLaren all the time and that's not very exciting. So today I predicted...
I do hope he's listening now.
Yeah. Hi. I predicted Webber for the win.
Mark Webber?
Yeah.
Mark Webber?
That's pretty much what he said. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you see, my thinking was...
The thing is, I daren't question that too much. Dare I?
You hold your thoughts there. my process of thinking was that I think it was Vettel was second in one of the practice sessions, which I thought was actually a bit faster for Red Bull, because usually they sort of sandbag in the practice sessions anyway, mm-hmm. And they're quite slow this year so far. So second seemed to be reasonably good. And also... I don't think that Vettel would do it in the race. So then I switched to Webber because Webber seems to be trouncing Vettel at the moment.
See, I am not convinced that all is well in the Red Bull team because they ran dual exhausts, every car runs dual exhausts. They ran different exhaust layouts on each car last race. And this, I think for this one, Vettel has conceded that he went the wrong direction and he's now going to follow Webber's lead after Mark got the better of him at the last race. So to me, it doesn't seem like a team who have clarity in their direction. And therefore, I'm going to go against you and say you're wrong. Mark Webber isn't going to win the race or even come close to winning the
have
race.
Have you learnt nothing?
No. I just can't believe the calls you make. That's all it is. I sit in disbelief. However, I don't really have a clear favourite to argue against you with. So I'm going to go for a McLaren driver, and I think it will be Lewis Hamilton's turn. I think it's going to be hotter, and it's all about this year. It's all about tyres. It's all about tyre temperatures, and in Bahrain it will be warmer. Warm.
Mercedes are not going to do so well.
No, I don't think so. I think it could play into Sauber's hands. Sauber might be good. They could.
Yeah, I should have gone for Perez.
If anything, though, I would like to see Kimi on the podium because he was so close to making a comeback. He was in second place and then he dropped all the way down to 12th, which was unfortunate. But I was rooting for Kimi to be on the podium. And that car, the Lotus, has enough pace to do it. Mm. Kimi just needs more experience on the tyres. And it will be, I mean, you like Grosjean. And people
yes,
know
I
that,
do.
People know that you like Grosjean.
Are people aware of that?
Yeah,
I do like the Grosjean.
It would be slightly
Have people heard the poetry?
A poetry in Grosjean? Mm. Yeah, that has been mentioned. But I think it would be a shame if Grosjean got a podium before Kimi, because I'd really like to see what Kimi can do.
Oh, Rosberg got the win before Schumacher.
Well, that's the way it should
be. That's how it goes.
Yes.
In the comments, we've got some interesting predictions. Will says he has picked Webber also, so that's two against one. Ha ha. Jonathan, J.W. Crummett, he's corrected me on his name. He said, I'm picking Lewis. And I knew his name, but, you know, that's the name he chooses to go by in the comments. He said, I'm picking Lewis until he wins, which, you know, might not be that long.
Can I discuss Lewis?
Finished.
No, I want to hold those, keep those thoughts in mind, but I want to talk about Lewis because I think that man has matured massively this season and he is playing Alonso at his own game. He's playing the I'm going to get the car to the finish and I'm going to get as many points as I possibly can and I'm not going to push for the win when the win isn't possible. In previous seasons, Lewis Hamilton would have pushed for that win at all costs and risked his car. Excuse me. Or risked
He's getting all emotional about Hamilton.
Risked a mistake. No. No. But this year, he's not. He's playing the waiting game and I think he's a danger in that position. I think older, wiser, smarter Lewis is dangerous.
I think last year was a really good season for him to have, even though it was awful at the time.
Yes, I think it was a learning year very much, and he's come out much stronger. And therefore, I don't think Lewis necessarily, unless he has a massive car advantage, I don't think he'll be pushing for the win. I think he's in points mode this early in the season, and I think that's a good thing because that is the way to win championships.
Mark says he picks Pick for the wordplay value. If Pick wins a race, there is something very wrong.
Who said that?
Mark.
Mark, I love you.
Andy says, what's wrong with predicting McLaren every time? At least they have a car that looks nice, which is very true.
So does Pick.
Yeah, that's true. He could win. There's nothing wrong with predicting McLaren every time, but it doesn't make for a very interesting conversation. That's the only thing. Davin said, McLaren is epic. Always predict McLaren. And he also said he likes seeing Angry Vettel. It's quite hilarious.
Angry Vettel?
Well, he's a bit grumpy, isn't he?
He did call Nerena Cucumber.
Yes,
I don't
he
think
did.
That's not really... He's not angry, it's like frustrated.
Yeah.
I did like Angry Vettel was when he slammed the steering wheel on the cockpit in Brazil when Jenson Button was about to take the title. Whatever year that was, I forgot what year it was, but I vividly recall the guy being angry. And that is good to see, but I don't think he's been that crazy this year.
No. Should we discuss, while we were talking about how well people did or didn't do in China, it was an amazing race.
Mm. Loving it.
Just brilliant.
What a season. What a start to the season.
I don't think I've ever seen a race where there was that kind of a train of cars for a good reason, that were all fighting each other, not held up behind Trulli.
Mm.
It was brilliant.
Yes. And when the thing was, it was excellent driving. I mean, all of the mistakes, all of the problems that happened throughout the field were down to the mechanics in the pit lane. They made the errors that cost people points, positions, and races. And in Kimi's case, I guess the strategy call made him suffer. But on track, the drivers were fantastic. The passing was exemplary. There was a small amount of touching between...
Go on.
Hold on. Was it Grosjean and Maldonado?
I believe it was.
That was those two. I mean, Grosjean hasn't finished the first two races. Maldonado crashes into a lot of people. You would put your money on that ending in disaster. And they didn't. They got away with it. They came away cleanly. And it was a testament to fantastic drivers putting in some fantastic drives. And that's what made China what it was. It was great.
I think it was just really good that they were all so close. I mean, throughout the whole weekend, really, in qualifying and everything, the top 10 or the top whatever, there were plenty of people saying this bunch of cars are only split by a second or less than a second. And that seemed to make all the difference. But I don't know why it should be specifically at this race when we've seen plenty of racing in China before and it hasn't been like that.
It's down to Pirelli. We have Pirelli to thank for it because DRS didn't feature at all. It may have kept some cars closer together, but essentially it's down to the work Pirelli put in over the off season, and they worked hard to make the races interesting, and boy did they succeed. If people are not listening to this show live, I'd like to throw in a curveball almost literally here. I would like
is that
to,
a baseball reference?
Yeah, I would like to have a brief intermission for some baseball scores. This is a first for a side podcast. But in the other stream, simultaneously to this recording, there is a live commenting going on in the baseball. And we have a report from Stephen. At the end of the sixth, it's 6-2 to the New York Yankees.
Does anyone know what that means?
Does it matter?
No.
Ah, goodness me. I just caught that comment. Have I missed anything else in the comments? Have you got one eye on the comments?
I do.
You know I can't. Yes. I'm watching levels here.
Yes. Jonathan and I all got tangled up because he wasn't correcting me. He was trying to make it easier for me to say his name.
Shall I have a go?
What?
At saying his
name. You can say Jonathan.
Oh.
Even you can cope with that.
Can I call him JW?
I must apologise for the squeaky chairs. They are absolutely ridiculous.
We need new chairs.
Shocking chairs.
Any other normal, any other juncture, we would re-record sections where you squeak or I squeak.
Well, I've been trying not to squeak while we're on.
No, have a go. Please touch. Give us a demonstration of how squeaky your chair is.
Well, will you be able to hear it? I don't know. Oh, I can't do it now.
What?
Crazy. My chair's got stage fright. Anyway, let us move on. I bet you don't have the proper sweeper live, do you? You've got all the old ones.
What do you call the proper sweeper live?
We have a sweeper.
What do you mean?
For this show.
For Feet Up Friday?
Yes.
Do we?
Yes. Have you ever actually listened to a show back?
Well, there's only been 3 or 4.
Hmm.
No, I haven't.
I think we are revealing something here.
No, I don't. Of course I don't have the sweeper. I don't even know there is one. Where did you get it from? Can you want to send it? Ah, never mind. Okay, next time.
Next time.
I have another sweeper.
There's going to be a next time.
Well, maybe.
Revealed.
Do I have another sweeper? No, I don't have another sweeper. I'm just looking now. The best I've got is this.
People really like the sweeper.
He's now P2. Your face is good.
Your face is good. Oh my god. Have you got the laugh?
No, the Alonso laugh.
That's brilliant.
No.
That's one of my favourite clips.
Somewhere it is, but it's not on my board at the moment. No. I'm sorry, I've got no other sweeper than the one you didn't like.
That's terrible. People loved it though. I said I didn't like it, but the people said it was great and the stereo thing happened. All good. Anyway, let us move on. It's getting late because we started late.
Nice. You have to edit this tonight.
Yes, I do.
Before it becomes Saturday.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Pressure's on. Lou said Mr. C is still catching up on podcasts. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that always used to happen. Nothing changes.
Have you mentioned your candles, by the way?
What? I've only got 3 of them.
3 candles.
I'm so annoyed at myself. okay. One thing I want to bring up, because it's really irritating me, is how rubbish Force India are being so far this season. I was expecting great things from that partnership, great battles between Paul de Resta and Nico Hülkenberg. Mm. And if there are great battles going on, I can't see them because they're practically non-existent.
Only Marussia are more invisible this year than Force India. It's hard to pick them out amongst a crowded field, and they are not normally in the mix. The first two races, they did manage to pick up a good haul of points, right? They had points in both of the first two races. However, they're not featuring as much as they did last year. And that is a shame. You are correct.
I thought they'd be like the Mercedes were last year, I thought that's what they would be this year. So like the fourth best team, kind of on their own, having their own amazing battle. That's kind of what I expected from them. And it's just nothing like that.
Imagine losing Adrian Sutil as a driver and then your team getting worse.
Yeah, that's weird.
Are they lacking development experience? What's happened there? I don't know where the pace has gone. Have they just not built a fast car? They've got half a McLaren in the rear end. They've got two handy drivers, and yet nothing much in terms of pace to show for it. Disappointing. I would definitely expect more from them. And you're right, yeah, they are not...
They're supposed to be having the big fight to work out who's going to replace Schumacher, but at this rate, Schumacher's going to be able to keep hold of his seat because neither of them will be good enough.
Well, that's also a possibility. I think... I haven't looked at it in any detail, but I think D'Resta is out driving Hülkenberg. I don't think there's much of a fight between them, even if we're not seeing it.
Well, we're not supposed to do silence because people think the feed has stopped, by the way. You have to talk constantly, even if we're reading.
People have faith. People have more faith in my feed. Okay, there was an issue with Flash, which I still don't understand. I don't know why it's working. But I have absolute faith that it's doing what it's supposed to do because we're 2 years on and technology has vastly improved in that time. We're making the most of it.
Startle Bunny says, Force India do have less crashes into other drivers since Sutil left. So that is something, I suppose.
Their car comes back in one piece every time.
Mm. One piece.
Correct.
At the back.
Last. No, it's not last. It's just not. It's not where it was last year. Of course, we are missing Paul's performance report this year.
That's true, but that's because no one can tell what he's doing.
Good
Paul's performance
yes.
report. Yeah, about the same.
Yeah, where is he?
Somewhere in the middle.
What else?
What else?
I'll start that again. What else is on your list?
Well, Journey has just arrived.
Journey!
Everyone wave to Journey.
Hello,
he's
Journey.
Missed most of it, to be honest, but there'll be plenty more, I'm sure.
Ah! Now you're saying there's going to be more.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I just need to check something. So Phil again, please.
Okay. What else can I discuss? Is there anything
Phil.
Technical I can go into?
Phil is taking up.
Oh, I'll tell you what. If Journey is here, hold
like
on a
the
second.
Third host.
Where is... Sorry, Phil. Yeah. If Journey is here, I'm guessing that Journey might be connecting via Singapore. There is a server in Singapore, isn't there? So hopefully Journey has got some good... audio and it's not buffering and it's nice and clear.
I think Journey is one of the ones that often requested an audio only feed. So
well, his wish is granted.
There you go.
I tell you something we should mention is although we don't have video and it's unlikely that we're going to get any video this year, purely down to for cost reasons, we may still be able to have photographs and static images updating. So we could leverage the Fatbike Fatbox. We could be taking snaps and uploading them. And there are other solutions we can create and enhance upon in order to give people more of a feeling that they're here with us. Because, you know, when it's audio only, it's very hard to imagine, you know, what does your hair look like today? What's Christine wearing? Those kind of things are missing from this live show. So there's more we can do. This is just the very, very beginnings of an audio-only live show. And I think it can go far. I think the enforced limitations actually could be good for us. We could push it a bit farther and do things that no other radio show can do. But, you know, we won't be able to do what a television show can do because there's no moving pictures. Junior says, no buffering. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. I'm quite proud of this. It's been a long few days, but my goodness, I'm quite proud of it. Excuse me why I'm just smug for a moment. Does that fill the silence, by the way?
Yeah,
me
thanks.
Grinning like a...
no, that doesn't. Like a Cheshire cat.
Mm.
Mark says you should discuss yes. the intricacies of how Adobe is rubbish. No, that is not fun. I have to hear that every day. It's not a pleasant discussion.
Is it true that the Apple solution worked perfectly first time for everybody and the Adobe solution required...
Mm-hmm.
more attention.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Arches would not work with pictures. Yeah. That's a fair point.
That is very true. I always think it's funny that on the website they have the character profiles and then they also have like actor profiles behind it and they have a toggle that says if you want to see the actor picture or not. But they just shouldn't have that. If you want to go and see the actor's picture, go and search them out. But that shouldn't be on there.
Maybe the actors want to be seen, though.
Well, then they shouldn't be on radio.
Yep.
Right. There's also talk in the comments that Williams are better than Force India, which is saying something considering their performance last year. But both of those teams are now in the midfield, which means they'll fall into my midfield monitor column.
I hear a plug coming along.
Really? Was
you
it
have
that
a
obvious?
Column?
Yes, I do.
Mrs. Christine, tell me about your column.
So podcast.com/features. We've got two features at the moment from me and from Ryan.
With a third on the way this coming week.
Very soon, as soon as we can scrabble a minute to put it together. We've got a new column from Stephen all about safety, which is a really important subject. And I'm really glad we've got someone writing about that. And he's very knowledgeable, goes back into lots of history and things.
And for people who don't know, explain the concept of a column.
Really?
No. That would be quite patronising, wouldn't it?
Well, it's a bunch of words put together, released on a regular basis. Mm,
okay, then. Fine. Don't do that.
But they are available in a timely manner at sidepodcast.com/features. Mine is called Midfield Monitor. It should be coming out.
Last Monday of the month?
That's right. I was going to say the first then, but that's not true.
I could tell you were going the wrong way.
Yeah.
And Ryan's comes out every fortnight, although I think he skipped this week because of some other pressures from home and stuff. But in theory, every fortnight. And I guess Stephen's, I don't know, do you know what Stephen's schedule is yet?
No, well, what I'm thinking is the first one is always kind of whenever. Because mine certainly wasn't the last Monday of whichever month it came out, the first one. And then we stick to a schedule after that. And the idea is that it will always be on its scheduled day. And if you miss one, you miss one. Mm. It won't be out late or anything.
Readers can get used to and expect it to appear and look forward to it appearing. And also, if you're interested in writing regularly, it can be monthly, it can be quarterly. Can be weekly if you're really inspired. But if you fancy writing regular long form content for Side Podcast, do get in touch with Christine. How do people get in touch?
Oh, there are so many ways. Christine@sidepodcast.com. That's the email. You can tweet me at Mrs. Christine or him at Side Podcast. There's a contact form, sidepodcast.com/contact. That's probably most of the ways. Facebook, all the usual stuff.
Good stuff. So
Google Plus even. Who knows?
I still read Google Plus, even if you've abandoned
it. I certainly don't.
We are looking for more people. It's something we're going to roll out slowly. It is a lot of commitment. So, you know, if you're in any way in two minds, what we can do is we still have guest posts, standard ad hoc guest posts. So if you're interested in writing for Side Podcast, it might be worth starting out with a guest post.
The blog is still just as important.
We've not abandoned that at all. But if you're in the mind to do something regular and have the time to do it, then we'd love to hear from you.
Another thing I introduced recently was I'm in unofficial capacities. I'm calling it team by team because what it is after each race, I just write down what the teams have done. Just a sort of like a reminder for me, really, because I'm so useless and have the worst memory in the world that it'd be nice to be able to look back at this and after each race go, oh, yeah, that's what Williams did at China.
Can I tell people what I call it?
Only if it's polite.
No, it is polite. I just call it not debrief because when we abandoned...
Not debrief. That's catchy.
When we abandoned debrief, we lost any kind of race catch-up or review. And this effectively replaces it. Although it's in words and it's not in audio, it's a look at the race, a review of the race. Oh, that's hard to say.
Review of the race?
A review of the race.
Sound like Heidfeld.
Bit mean to Heidfeld. A review of the race, which was what we were missing when we closed debrief at the end of last year. So that's to my mind what its role is on Side Podcast, and I like it. It's a bit of work for you. You've got quite a lot of writing to do this year. Presumably you have more time in your hands because you have less podcasting.
Yeah, well, that is the idea. Although we keep doing live shows and talking to Joe and all that, so there's plenty of podcasting still to be done.
We'll always squeeze them in. What else you got? You got some columns, you got some team by teams. Anything else new on Side Podcast? Anything else new?
Live streaming?
No, new on Side Podcast. Anything else added to Side Podcast recently? Maybe in the last week? Anything fancy or new that comes to your mind?
which bit? You had so much great new stuff. Which bit do you mean in particular?
Oh, simply the race control drop down at the top of the site has been upgraded.
Oh, it's got a countdown and a swipey bit.
Mm. If you're on a touchscreen device, you can swipe through time zones to see when the race is on. You can have it in your local time zone. You can have it in the time zone local to the Grand Prix. Or you can have it in GMT if that's what you prefer. And you can just swipe to the left, swipe to the right, swipe to the left.
Or you can click the buttons to move along if you're on a clickable.
If you're old school.
Instead. Old school.
What?
That's a bit hard.
It is, isn't it? Considering I am the person who doesn't.
You refuse.
I'm still a keyboard person. I'm still a mouse and keyboard
I need
person.
My mouse.
Yeah. Fine.
You're old school.
Yes.
That's all I've got. That's it.
That's the whole show.
Yeah.
That actually, well, I recorded there, I think, for about 36 minutes.
Oh, that sounds about right.
But that's about right for a Feed Up Friday. What's the time now? It's just gone 10:30. Have you got time to get this out before midnight?
Shh.
That's a push. Anything else to mention before we wrap up? Anything from the comments? Any last inputs from the comments? Is there anything we need to know about that we need to fix for future potential live streaming shows, whatever they may be? As a caveat, I guess we should say that we don't do Feed Up Friday every Friday, because we have a phobia of commitments. So we don't want to put ourselves into that position. And when there is a Feed
it's
Up
amazing
Friday,
we ever got married, to be honest. But
there was that as well this week. Happy
what,
anniversary.
We got married?
Christine. Yeah.
Did I miss that?
No, it was our anniversary.
Oh, yeah. So it was.
We have a fear of commitment. So Feed Up Friday is not, it's not every Friday. And
we'll try and let you know in good time, though.
We will give
we'll
you some warning.
Be
it,
less
will, it may not be live streamed, is what I'm trying to get to.
Oh, okay.
There may be non-live streamed Feed Up Friday podcasts, and there may just be live streamed other things. That's really what it is. You know, we just started off with Fuff.
Stop calling it Fuff.
It is Fuff. It's Fuff and Brilliant. That's what it is. Yeah, so that's where we started out. And we'll try and let you know when the next thing comes along. And there's obviously some improvements to be made, but do let us know. If there's anything we can fix. Davin loves the R button. I love the R button.
Yeah. So we should actually finish the show then.
Should we? Okay.
Yeah.
I feel bad that Journey's just got here.
Yeah.
I feel like we should just make up some more stuff, you know?
Well, yeah.
No.
We could talk about the R button more at length.
Stephen says live streamed other things sound interesting. So that's, I mean, eventually, this is what I'm thinking. We would like to do SciPod Radio at some point in the future. And we are trying to not overcommit ourselves so that we're not too tired halfway through the season so that we could do that. And this is sort of a toe in the water to say, what would it cost? What can we do? Where are we at? And if you want to put your thinking caps on for, you know, long term, you're frowning at me. You're looking worried. No, okay.
Just listening.
Where am I going with this? If you want to put your thinking caps on for long term SciPod Radio, there may be one later in the year, maybe in the off season, maybe in the summer break.
I think this year is going faster than you think it is.
Yeah. It is, but I'm feeling good about this year. I'm really enjoying Formula One. We're definitely not wearing ourselves down. It's not too stressful. We're really enjoying it. The site's looking good. People haven't abandoned us after, you know, we killed the Daily.
That's
and we killed
our
Debrief.
People are amazing.
They are fantastic. I love the commenters. I love the guest posts. I love everything.
I mean,
about everything.
Essentially, you abused them for a month, and they still come back. So we love them.
Yeah, I'll try not to do that again. I promise.
You were a bit stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a year. That's us done.
Can we finish the show?
What do you mean?
Well, we just stopped. We need to...
actually finish Fuff?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have anything to say?
Well, no, but we need to perhaps even mention that it might be Bahrain this weekend. We don't have to go into it.
Okay. Do you have anything in mind?
No.
No. Should we just make up something on the fly?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to go first? or have you got... some means to...
I can't remember what we last said.
No.
It was so long ago.
There is a Grand Prix this weekend. We've skirted around the subject more than the BBC have, in fact. We don't know what's going to happen. There is a lot of question marks over why Formula One is even there right now. We'd rather it wasn't there. And slightly oddly, my only fear is that it actually might be a fantastic race, and you know, I don't want to the missing, even though every part of me is saying, this, you really should be boycotting this, F1 shouldn't be here, there's nothing to be seen here, just turn it off. Don't give it any attention.
I mean, we're putting up live threads at the moment, which seems like an okay thing to do. There aren't many people in them, which is totally understandable. I'm not doing fact bite fact boxes or anything like that. But you're right, there does seem to be something that says we need to see this race, even if we don't 100% agree with it.
It's just a shame that Formula One is so good right now. It's unmissable. And that makes it incredibly tricky. We don't know what's going to happen. Even at this late hour, there still may not be a race. We just don't know. But I hope at least this show has brought some smiles into your life, because there's not a lot to smile about off track in Formula One this weekend. There's a lot of troubles going on. I think Force India and Sauber both experienced. Is that your BlackBerry?
Sorry.
Oh, I was on a roll.
Maybe, yeah, sorry.
I'm going to drop myself in there and you're going to have to edit that, young lady. It's Friday. Leave your work at work.
I'm sorry.
Jesus. Good luck editing this.
You were saying that there's not much to smile about.
There's not much to smile about off track in F1 at the moment. I know Force India and Sauber both had close javes. And their personnel were put in situations that they shouldn't have been put in, frankly. And for that, we can only blame Bernie Eccleston, because the buck stops with him.
I'm more than happy to blame Bernie.
Yes. The only light at the end of this tunnel is that I saw a picture in this week Grand Prix Plus of Bernie, and he looks tired. I mean, he looked really, really weary.
You know,
weary.
Those six words can get people out of a job.
Doesn't Bernie look tired?
Okay.
That's okay.
That worked.
That's a good ending. I'm happy with that. Nice one. Oh, Scott's just turned up. No, Scott, no. Oh, he's just missed it. Hello, Scott. Oh, I'm gutted.
There'll be more, though.
Yeah, there will be. I love the comments.
Jonathan said, blah.
Who said?
Jonathan said, what happened with Sauber? Didn't hear that news. Well, it's kind of the same thing, really, didn't it? Their car got
minibus.
Stuck behind some trouble, essentially.
They put out a press release. Force India put out a press release. And then Force India bailed from Q2. I don't think they turned up at all in Q2. They went home early.
They did indeed.
They literally picked up the steering
wheels. You know, I think there's an F1 minute about that.
Well, there you go. A final plug.
Yeah.
A final plug from Christine. Excuse me. I'll tell you what, I've run out of wine.
Yeah, me too.
Which means it must be time to end this show.
Thanks to everyone for sticking with us through the initial troubles.
Oh, yeah, hopefully that won't happen again. That was a bit stressful, wouldn't it? And we shall see you soon, I guess. We'll see you when we see you. If we don't see you through the week, we'll see you through a window.